Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio today, lifting up the name of Jesus in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We want to welcome all of our new listeners from all over the world and thank God for the regular ones that support us with their prayers. We thank God for every one of you. And we're here to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, like I said, and to see people saved. So join us this evening for a time of worship and praise and preaching the Word of God. And just tell all your family and all your friends to tune in. And we would appreciate it if you would hit the like and share buttons for us to help us get the gospel out farther. And Facebook listeners can post their prayer requests and their praise reports in the comments below. And we'll see the comments and we'll pray over the prayer request. And this is going to be the last broadcast for this year. We're getting ready to go into 2022, so we just know that God's going to do great and mighty things in 2022, but we just want to wish everybody a very blessed and happy new year. And if you don't know the Lord, we pray that you will receive Him as your personal Savior and ask Him to forgive you of your sins and everything, because there's no better way to start off the new year but to have Jesus in your heart. The subject for today is Jeremiah 5:3, and it's I'm just going to start in verse 1 and go down to 4. Our subject's going to be on the truth of God's word and everything. A lot of people get tangled up and they'll believe everything but the truth. So we want everyone to know that they need to get into the word and God will show you what the truth is. I'm going to start in verse 1 here, Jeremiah 5:1. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem and see now and know and seek in the broad places thereof, if ye can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon. And though they say, the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore I said, these are poor. They are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. And I see that we have a caller in here, so we're going to get them on. 205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Just go ahead and obey the Lord.
You know, I just want to tell everybody, it's this stuff. You know, it's a privilege and an honor to get to come and raise up that wonderful name of Jesus tonight. You know,
amen.
Everybody thinks everything in this world is, when they're doing something, it's about them. It never was about me. It's always been about Jesus. And I want to thank him for all he's done for me in this past year. But, you know, I want to praise him now for what he's going to do next year. Because we didn't see the star next year. We don't know what it holds. And it may be horrible for the nation, but it can be wonderful for you. If you're a child of God, think what lies in the head, eternal life. Think about that, where you don't have to worry about cancer or diabetes or death or crying or mourning or none of that, because it won't exist anymore. Glory to God, we can be delivered.
Amen.
And the word said in verse 3 there, said, it in the eyes of the Lord upon the truth. And I thought, how many people are there in America right now? They claim to be Christians, but they hide so much junk in their closets, keeping it hid from the world. Don't nobody know what I do in my own home. God does. His eyes on the truth. When you stand before him, he's going to know the truth. The Bible said there ain't nothing hid that won't be revealed. And people, that's what we're preaching on tonight. You know, it goes on. I'm going to read something tonight out of this and then out of Ezekiel about the end coming. And I thought about this today. I was praying, and I was thinking about that end comes to everything. You know, the Roman Empire, I guarantee you, if you'd have told the Romans this thing's going to fall, they'd have laughed at you. We're too mighty, too powerful. Well, the same thing with Germany. Same thing with Japan. Same thing with the Soviet Union. All of them failed. And the United States will once we all let go of God. That's the only thing that's kept this nation up and going and strong and healthy with a good economy. All the things we got here, the prosperity, but it's all going to fade away if we don't get back a hold of God. Because, glory to God, I feel like preaching some for a reading. But I thought about this. We're in a country where people think it's all right if they get mad about something to go out and burn half a city down and loot the rest of it, steal, shoot things, throw bricks at the cops, all this stuff. That's all well and good because we was angry. We was mad. Well, thank God must feel, because his eyes is always upon the truth. He knows what's in your heart before you do it. Glory to God. He knows what you're thinking all the time. And glory to God, think about it. We can't hide nothing from him. And yet people think that I had a reason to be out there. I was protesting. Well, protest, but you don't break into stores and steal stuff. You don't shoot at people. You don't throw rocks at them. You don't beat people. Well, we're protesting is protesting. But when they stood up there on some of the news agents and said, this is mostly a peaceful protest, and then behind them, the city's burning down, that ain't too peaceful in my book. And I know it's not in God's. And people, no matter what you cause, go about it right. Go about it prayerful. Go about it with God leading you. And you won't do all that stuff that, glory to God, used to be against the law. Now it's discordant to who you are or who you're for. It'll be all right. They won't prosecute people anymore. But glory to God, there's one that will. I'm warning you tonight. There's one that'll prosecute you, and it'll be on what you have done. It'll be on what you have failed at. It'll be what you've done wrong. Glory to God. I might as well read some a little bit. I'm going to start at the third verse there, chapter 5, in Jeremiah. Then, O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They've refused to return. Does that remind you of anybody today? Like America? He's hit us with this
COVID-19
virus. He shut the country down, trying to wake people up. And they just get mad at him. Why did he do this? He done it to help you. He done it where you could see he's still in control. Glory to God. The government said, we'll fix it. We'll get vaccines. We'll make everybody take them. Everybody will be well. And it didn't work. They're still getting it even with the vaccine. This new variant, everybody's getting it. You know why? Because they're not in control. They think they are. God's in control, praise God, tonight. He's always been in control. He always will be in control. And glory to God, ain't it time that you lined your life up with him instead of what somebody in government said or somebody in the Supreme Court said? This is a supreme being, the one that will judge them and us at the last day, glory to God. It just tells you plainly. He said, I'll consume them. Well, look how many died from COVID. Look how many dies of cancer. He's consuming us, trying to wake us up. The ones that died in them tornadoes the other day. Glory to God. He's trying to shake this country awake. And we're so looking the other way that we can't see the hand of God in nothing. Praise the Lord. He said, therefore I said, surely, these are poor. They're foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. See, God, he loves us. He'll forgive us. He has mercy. He said it endures to all generations. Praise God today. Hallelujah. He had mercy on me. Praise God when he probably shouldn't have. I was a rank sinner out in this world, and God had mercy on me and turned my life around. And glory to God. I ain't saying I ain't never had failures and fell down, but I got sense enough to get back up. Because I know in whom I have believed. I know who can help me. I know who will straighten me out. I know who can keep me walking right and not looking behind me at what I left behind me. I keep looking forward, knowing what's left there. Glory to God. Just ahead. I'll be 67 in February. It's just ahead. That finish line that I'm seeking. I want to enter in the gates of glory to God and step my feet on that solid golden street. Praise God. I want to know. But here's what it says. We'll read to you out of Ezekiel chapter 7. And its first verse says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, that's old Ezekiel speaking. He said, also thou son of man, thus saith the Lord God unto the land of Israel, an end, the end, is come upon the four corners of the land. Now is the end come upon thee, and I will send mine anger upon thee, and will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense upon thee all thine abominations. Oh, man. You see, if you want to preach the truth, let's tell the truth tonight. What's an abomination to God? Do you think it'd have anything to do with mothers that don't have any natural affection for their babies in their womb, that they just go kill them? When birth control without insurance, like $10 something a month, and it, even under Obamacare, it made it where the insurance would pay for the birth control pills, morning after pills, all the things they need, and yet abortion industry is still raging in America. Why? It's because people choose evil over good. That's why. That's an abomination. That's what that's called. Glory to God. And there's many others. You know what the Bible said. A man with a man is an abomination. A woman with a woman, that's an abomination unto God. And I don't care. Amen. I don't care if you call me a homophobe. I'm not. I'm a Jesus folk. I believe him. I believe in the word of God. And if it says it, it's because it means it. And glory to God. I don't want to be judged on what this world does. I want to be judged on what I do and what I believe and what I think. And glory to God, I will be. Hallelujah, God. It says, and my eyes, he said right here, my eyes shall not spare thee, neither will I have pity, but I'll recompense thy ways upon thee, and thine abominations shall be in the midst of thee, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. He's saying, I'm going to get you up one day, and I'm going to show you all the things you've done. And I'm going to show you all these things you marched in the streets for and how wrong they were and how evil they are and how million men marching, watching all this junk that they had It didn't mean nothing to God because it was wrong to start with. Hallelujah. But all them politicians, oh, man, we better go along with it. Look how many they are. Oh, they get scared. Buddy, if you don't vote for me, you don't vote for me. But I'm not going to stand for something that's wrong. And today, that's what's wrong. People just take it and go on because it's on every commercial on TV. It's on every movie on TV. Hollywood makes sure they put them in there. But glory to God, I can turn the channel. I can cut that sucker off. I got a radio, folks. I can listen to music. I don't have to watch that garbage. And hallelujah, that's what you got to make a choice. Why are you going to stand for God if you can't stand against the things that you know are evil? How are you going to say, God, I love you. Oh, God, live it surely. He said, but you're lying because I don't surely live in you. Hallelujah, because you wouldn't accept them things if I did. Praise God tonight. He said, thus saith the Lord God, and evil and only evil behold is come. An end is come. The end is come. It watches for thee. Behold, it is come. And just like I said, think of anything you want to back through history. And it ended somewhere. The Germans rose up, and they were about to whoop the world. But it ended because God was on our side. And it won't everybody be in slavery and bondage. Hey, we had slavery here in America, but we had a civil war. And the one, glory to God, they won that war and set them free. Just as God freed us from our sins, we set them free. And now they keep saying, oh, this is a racist nation. It's a racist nation. I got news for you. My God can't see color. He sees your heart. And all of them look the same when you bring them on the outside. Glory to God. He sees what's in that heart, though. He sees what's in you and what you're about. And what kind of person you are, and what kind of soul you got. You can have a black soul that's covered up with the things of this world. Oh, glory to God. You can have a clean soul, one that's got the pureness and holiness of God within it. Praise God tonight. Ain't it time? The end is coming, friends. It's coming for us all. Glory to God. We bury people every day, all over the nation, all over the world. People's leaving. Some of them's going home. Many of them's not. Many of them go stand in that judgment, and their end is come. Their end of anything good ever is come, and they're going into a lake of fire, burnt with brimstone forever and ever. And that ain't no place I want anybody to go.
Amen.
O thou that dwellest in the land, the time is come, the day of trouble is near, and not the sounding again of the mountains. Now will I shortly pour out my fury upon thee and accomplish mine anger upon thee. And I'll judge thee according to thy ways and recompense thee for all thine abominations. See, he's saying that over and over, isn't he? I'm not going to judge you because you didn't believe everything in the Word. I'm going to judge you because of your ways, because of what you felt in your heart. What you come out of your mouth comes from your heart. So what's been coming out of it, whether it's good or bad, standing for something that you know is evil, praise God, he's going to be judged on that. He said, every idle word that proceedeth out of our mouth will be judged on account of it. Because it comes from right here, right in our heart. Praise God. And I'm telling you today, I don't want nothing bad to come out of here. I want Jesus in there. If he's in there, something good will come out of here. If he's not in there, ain't no telling what you'll say, what you'll fall for, what you'll stand for. But praise God, you better start standing for Jesus. He said,
amen.
He said it again. Mine eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity. I'll recompense thee according to thy ways and thine abominations that are in the midst of thee. And you can know I'm the Lord that smite him. He's the one that's going to be putting the whipping on you. He's the one that's going to give you what you deserve, what you earned down here, how you made your way through this life. Glory to God. There's many of them today out robbing stores. They'll get on the internet, get a group of 40, 50, 80 running stores. Just rob everything in it and run out, get in the car, and go on. Then they sell it on the internet, make money. They do lazy work, so they just steal for a living. How's that going to go over? Glory to God. Thou shalt not steal, ain't it? thou shalt not covet anything at your neighbor's. Well, if that's not yours, it's theirs. You're going to pick it up and steal it. That's a sin. And that's something you got to cover up with God. Ain't but one way to do it. And that's give it back and repent, folks. And glory to God. I'm tired of preachers telling as many roads lead to God. There's not but one. Jesus said it just as plain as day. In Big John 15:6, he said, I'm the way, the life, the truth. No man can come to the Father but by me. That's the words of Christ. You can try it any other way you want to, but you can't find heaven. You can't find the rewards that he's got set up for them that serve him. Glory to God. Goes on to, behold the day. Behold, it is come. The morning is gone forth. The rod has blossomed. Pride has budded. There you go. We all such prideful people. You don't tell me how to live. I speak my truth. They all hollering that nowadays. I speak my truth. Well, you know what it says in the Bible? Let all men be a liar and God be the truth. So your truth ain't worth 15 cents. But God's truth will grant you eternal life if you'll apply it to you and live it. Praise God. And it's time, folks, glory to God. Churches, hear me. If a preacher ain't preaching to you like this, then find one that will. Find one that will tell you the truth. Find one that will tell you that the end coming. You can't keep playing both sides of the fence. You either got to get a hold of God or Satan's got to get a hold of you. It's one of the two. You can't straddle it forever. Glory to God. Man. People's letting go of God and getting a hold of everything else out there. He said,
come on.
Glory to God. He said, violence has risen up into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, nor of their multitude, nor any of theirs. Neither shall there be wailing for them. He's telling you, all this violent stuff going on in America, how the crime drives it. You watch them walk down the street, just all off and hit somebody and beat them and run off. All that stuff. Seen one the other day, opened the door of a restaurant and threw in one of them bottles of gasoline with a burning rag. Threw it in there to catch them afar and took off running. All that stupid stuff. Why are you doing that? Do you hate yourself so much that everybody else reminds you of you and you're trying to kill them for it? Why don't you just repent, friend? You're miserable. If you hate everybody that much, think how miserable you are. When God is all about love, you can end that hate in you. You can end that look at somebody, they ain't the right color, I hate them. You can end all that. And say, you know, we might not be the same color, but I believe I can work for him. I believe he could be my friend. I believe she could be my friend. I believe that kid can play with my kid. Glory to God.
Amen.
We got to quit this mess and get back to God. I'm going to start.
Amen.
This verse 15, same chapter, said, the sword is without, and the pestilence and the famine within. He that's in the field shall die by the sword, and he that in the city, famine and pestilence shall devour him. But they that escape of them shall escape and shall be on the mountains like doves of the valleys, all of them mourning, every one for his iniquity. In other words, they're up there crying out to God and mourning because they were sinners. They were taking part in it. But they escaped. How do you escape something like that? They run to God. They done just like the prodigal son. They ran home, and the father seen them and seen that their heart had changed, and he accepted them. And they were sitting there mourning because they had iniquity in their lives, asking God to take it away. That's how you can get saved from this. Glory to God. I want to read this last verse right here, verse 19. It says, they shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They shall not satisfy their souls, neither fill their bowels, because it is a stumbling block of their iniquity. Ain't that the truth? If you got riches and you got just anything you want, all kind of food, money to go and do and buy whatever you need, inflation ain't bothering you because you got plenty, ain't it hard to sit down and thank God for all that? No, he's blessing you. Do you not understand? And he's blessing you.
Amen.
To win you over to the one that supplies it. You didn't get that on your own. As Obama said, You didn't make that. You didn't create that. God sent that to you because he loved you. But he can take it away, friend. He can take it away just like he sent it.
Yeah.
He can take that away from you. And you can end up with nothing. You can end up in despair. You can end up like people that was living on Wall Street and wound up living on the street, homeless. Today they lost everything. Why? Because they didn't appreciate nothing they got. They never thanked God for nothing. They just wanted more and more and more and live like the devil. And glory to God. Pretty soon he'll take it away because he's a jealous God. And you say,
amen.
All that was speaking to the children of Israel. That Old Testament. That don't pertain to us. Let me read this verse to you real quick. Out of the New Testament, 2 Corinthians, 5th chapter, 10th verse, says, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Every one of us, including James Miles, I got to stand before God and give an account of everything I've done since I come to him and asked him to forgive me. And if I've never come, think, oh, what a list I've got. What a list you're going to have. If you never accepted him as Savior and asked him to forgive you. But see, there was a line that blotted all that out. Everything behind there is gone. When I come to Jesus Christ, everything I did is gone. The Bible tells you, go
over
verse 17, same chapter, says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Praise God tonight. You can be made new. You can start over right now. Can be the first day of your life. You can start the new year with a new life, being a new man, woman, boy, or girl, because all you got to do is cry out to Jesus, ask him to come inside, ask him to forgive you and to take you into his arms and lead you and guide you and show you this word, that you can live the word instead of read the word, that you can have it in your life, that it'll be an example for other people out here around you. Because they come to you and they say, brother, sister, boy, girl, would you pray for me? I know you're a Christian. Will you? Because it's happened to me many, many times. I was at work one time, a man up there. I don't think he cared for me saying his last name. His last name was Gorill. And he was a cluster, real bad, all that stuff. And he had a grandbaby born, a baby girl. And something wrong with her heart, had a hole in her heart, I believe it was. And they was going to have to operate on her. She was just a few days old. And he come to me, and he said, I want you to pray for my granddaughter. He's about to cry. He said, they got a hole in their heart. They're going to have to operate on her tomorrow. I'm going to be off and go up and let you be with them. And I said, sure. And I grabbed his hands and went to pray. And the Spirit of God got on me. The tears were running down my face, and I was praying so hard for that little girl. When I got done, I said, I feel like the Spirit of God's going to touch her. She's going to be all right, brother. And he was crying. That man went up there, and they come through that surgery. The girl was fine. She's done just good and fine ever since. And guess what he was when I left that factory? He was deacon in a church. God had turned his life around, cleaned his mouth up, cleaned his life up. And he was deacon in a church. He probably, I might need him to pray for me tonight. Because that's what God can do, folks. You may think, I've gone too far. I've done too much. It's too dark. Ain't enough light to shine to clean that darkness up. You don't know my God. You don't know the love of Christ. You don't know what he done for you. He died on that cross where all that could be gone, where you'd have an escape route. Glory to God. In the Old Testament, talks about they had something called a scapegoat. And the priest would come up once a year and bring this goat up there. He'd pray for all the people, take their sins on him, and he'd grab the horns of that goat and pray that God would put all their sins in that goat. Well, they'd carry him out in the wilderness and stake him out, and the wild animals would eat that goat, and they eat up the sins of the people. It was called a scapegoat. Well, Jesus Christ was your scapegoat. You might not appreciate him now, but one day you will. He died for you. He died that you could have a chance to live eternal. He died, glory to God, where the churches can be a church. He died, glory to God, where a Christian could be a real Christian, where they wouldn't be afraid to stand up and say, that is an abomination. This is an abomination. This shouldn't go on in America. This shouldn't go on nowhere. Glory to God. Without being afraid, they'll cancel me. Facebook will stop me from going on. Glory to God. If they do, they do. I live most of my life without Facebook or no kind of internet at all. Didn't know what it was. But praise God. I can tell them this. You can't stop God. He's too big. You can't shut him down. He'll overrule you. Glory to God. One day you too will have to stand before him. And if you shut down a preacher who's preaching the truth, you got to answer for it. And it's going to be a bad answer when you get it. I can bet you that. The last thing I want to read over here, praise God, it ain't much. But I'm talking about how God judges us. And it says over in the book of Big John, Jesus told him one day, he's sitting there, he said, I'm not going to judge you. But he said, we're going to sit before the judgment seat of Christ, didn't he? But he told him, I'm not going to judge you. He said, there is one that will judge you, the word that I've spoken. That's what he's going to judge you. Here's what it says right here. In the fourth chapter of Hebrews, verse 12, this ought to scare you off. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharp. Glory to God. Piercing even to the divided asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Think about that. The word of God that we're reading tonight, he knows, and the word knows whether you believe it or not. They say, that old man's just an old fogey. He's 60-something years old. He's living in the past. All this stuff has been settled by law. Man's law don't count, folks. We live by God's law. If you don't, you can, you can try to serve the world if you want to. But have you ever seen anybody that doing they live rich and good all the time? They done everything, yes, man, whatever they said. Glory to God. That they didn't sooner or later leave them behind. They land in the dust, and the crowd went on to whatever's new. And that's just how it works. They ain't going to leave you picked up forever. They're going to throw you down. Well, I'm talking about one that will never throw you down. He said, I won't never leave you. I'll go with you even to the ends of the world. He said, I'll be closer than a brother. Hallelujah. Is that not what you want? You not want to feel somebody love you so strong that you can feel that love anytime you talk to them? That's how God is. I sit right here, got to look at you.
Amen.
Sitting there earlier, and I was praying, had a song on, and I felt the power of God come over me, the anointing, and I could feel his love for me. And I just went to cry. Why are you loving me like that? And because I love him, that's all I got, because you love me. If you love him, I guarantee you, friend, you'll be able to feel that love everywhere you go. You won't never be alone. A crowd may turn against you, but you'll know you've got help there. You'll know that God's with you. He'll give you what to say to them to calm the crowd and to turn them around. Glory to God. I believe in that. I believe in the word of God. But here's what verse 13 says. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. And I profess to love God with all my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength. And I've got to live up to that. I've got to hold fast that profession of faith. Because you know what? Without faith, I can't please God. That's what it says in hallelujah in the book of Hebrews, that it's impossible to please God without faith. So I've got to trust him for everything in my life. I've got to trust him that his word is pure. It's infallible. And I can prove it to you. I can take you over there to Luke, Matthew, Mark, this place, and I can show you what he said was to come. And you listen to it and you'll say, well, all that done come to pass, or just about all of it. That's because the word of God is true. And it's sharp, folks. It pierces you. It cuts you to pieces. Glory to God. You think that you can do most of it and be all right, because that's what they preach today. If you'll just do what I preach, you'll be okay. If you'll just live the Ten Commandments, you'll be okay. But what about the commandment Jesus gave the woman at the well? He said, them that serve God must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's a commandment.
Amen.
He said must. If I said you must come in this door because I won't let you in no other way in my house, that's the door you got to come in if you get in, right? But if he said you must worship him in spirit and truth, there's another commandment that they're leaving out. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Well, what's his commandments? That's the word of God through and through. You got to understand the Old Testament. It says it's our school teacher. It teaches us the ways of God from the beginning to now. They've never changed. He's always loved Israel. That was his chosen people. But when they refused him, he opened up unto the Gentiles, us. And that don't make us special because we was grafted into Israel's olive tree. That's how we got a right. We become as children of Abraham. Glory to God. That's how we're going to make it in. We got enough faith in him to know that he loved us enough to make us into what he wants us to be. But you got to be that clay in his hand. Not that rock, but that clay that he can mold into what he wants. Tonight I'm asking you, just be the clay for a while. Just listen to me. The end's coming. You know America can't keep going the way America's going. Grinding way up in the trillions of dollars in debt. Someday that bill going to come due to folks. We're going to be broke. Social Security will be gone. Medicare will be gone. They ain't got no money to do nothing. Glory to God. The day's coming when the end is coming. That end is coming because God said it would. I read it to you. An end has come. The end is here. It's on its way right now. We don't know when it's going to happen, but I know it will. Because the word of God said so. I know there's coming an end to this. And if this don't end quick enough, there'll be an end to this first. But don't worry about me. Glory to God. I got a place laid up for me that I long to be. I got people up there that I long to see again. I got a Savior up there that I long to get down and worship and tell him how much I thank him for everything he's done for me. I want to go into this new year loving him, praising him, and worshiping him more than I ever have. I want him to see and know that I have faith in him, that I produce faith every day because I do what the Word says. I want to be guided by that faith in him to do the right thing, to believe the right thing, to trust the right things. The right things is not always government. The right thing is not always what a court says. The right thing is according to so saith God. So saith the word of the Lord. Yeah. I got to live.
Amen.
A lot of people think they can throw that down and got the excuse of, well, the law said, what Jesus do? He didn't do away with the former of a Mosaic law. He just come and fulfilled it all, didn't he? They used to have to cut up calves and heifers and different things, and sheep, and put them on the altar and burn them and all this stuff. He stopped that. He had one sacrifice for everybody, and it was him. It was him. It was his blood. It was his life. He hung on the cross.
Thank you.
And we can find a way out. There'll be no end to them that love the Lord. Eternal life is given unto us that we can live forever. Why would you throw that away? Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. If somebody come to your door tonight and knocked on it and said you've won $1 million and you check, would you say, no, I don't need it. Carry it and give it to St. Jude's over. No. You'd be screaming and hollering. Everybody know you got something. You've been telling everybody, screaming and shouting, joy overflowing. Glory to God. Why don't you get over to Jesus and see what happens to you? Because you don't never quit screaming and hollering about that. Hallelujah. He says, I'll fill you up with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah, God. That joy don't go away. That glory of God don't go away. It's there all the time. I can be without a dollar. And I'm still happy. I'm still joyful. Because I know he's going to feed me. I know he's going to clothe me. I know he's going to give me the right thing. Because I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes.
He said if I needed that he would give me everything else. Now, all these other things would be added to me.
Yes. Amen.
Don't spend your time thinking after things that's going to fade away. Spend your time here sojourning in this old land seeking something that will last forever. Seek Jesus. Seek God. Seek the face of God. you'll find him. If you want him tonight, he's your Savior. He died for you. It don't matter what you've done. He come to forgive you. He come to wipe the slate clean. He come to give you a new start. And we're fixing to go in a brand new year. What better time could there be than right now?
Amen.
To say, Lord, look, I've wasted about all my life. I hadn't served you. I hadn't given myself to you. I hadn't accepted your word. But what he said didn't come to an end. I know it is. And I know my end's going to come too, and I don't know which day it's coming. So, Lord, I want forgiveness. I want you in my life. I'm asking you to be my Savior. Forgive me tonight. And let me go into the new year a new person. And friend, if you do, you're going to be the happiest New Year's you've ever had in your life. And that feeling will not go away. It'll last for all eternity. He loved you enough to pay for it. Love him enough to accept it. That's all he has from us. It ain't no great big hard thing to do to get down and realize you are a sinner. Because if you're not living for God, you got to be living for the devil. There's only two. There's only two roads. One of them leads down to the lake of fire. The other road is a straight, narrow path that leads on. Which road are you on? Don't nobody have to tell you either. Don't you let a preacher lie to you. You're going to know if you got salvation. You're going to feel it each and every moment of every day. You're going to know that you're right with God. And you're going to know if you're not.
Amen.
Don't man have to tell you that either. So now that I'm asking, would you just consider getting down right now, wherever you're at? If you're listening on Facebook, put it down and get down. You don't need me to help you. You tell him, I'm a sinner, Lord. I want to be one of them that's saved by grace and not be a sinner no more. I want you to come
Amen.
Inside me. I want your spirit to dwell within me. I want to be filled up to overflowing with that joy that you can't even tell people how joyful you are and full of the glory of God. And I want it now. I want it forever. I want it for good. I want it to go into this next year and see things change in my life, in my kids' lives, in my community, in my household. Glory to God. Because he said, hallelujah, God, he knows what you have need of. Philippians 4:19, he said he would supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Amen. Jesus. Come by Jesus.
Amen.
You riches in the God. Tonight, I love all of you. I want you to know that this old man loves you, and I love God. And I got news for you. He loved me first. He loved me first. I wasn't so good. I was turned to him before he turned to me. He was already calling me. He's the one that called me to him. I didn't call him to me. And I didn't find the Lord. He found me. I was the one that was lost. If he comes to you tonight, it's because you're lost. You need help, and he's willing to help you. He's waiting on your call. It's
Amen.
A simple
man.
It's a choice, but it's a choice that will carry you through all eternity, down one road or up the other road. Take your pick tonight. Pick wisely, because the end's coming. The end is hanging. We don't have long, I don't believe, upon this earth. They say it's global warming. I say it's God trying to warn people. We'll see who's
Amen.
Right in the end. We're going to see who's right. I'll stand by the word of God. It's never been proven
Amen.
Wrong by no man, no word. It never will be either. But they've been proven wrong.
Amen.
Thousands and thousands of times. They put a new policy in it, it's tearing the country up. Well, we'll do this policy. It worked a little while, and it tearing the country up. They've done it forever. They're going to do it again. Only maybe the next one will be the end. Maybe the next one will break us. We don't know. But I know one that won't break you. I know one that will shape you, mold you into something wonderful
yeah.
and beautiful. Because the Bible said you're fearfully and wonderfully made. He made
yes,
you.
Amen.
Until I get to come again, I ask everybody, we'll share this out. I love to see people get saved for this New Year. I know there's many people that never
yeah.
drank during the year. But on New Year's Eve, they love to go out to these parties and drink.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you right now, why don't you try new wine? You say, drink new wine, we get heaven. Praise God. Don't drink this wine of the world, but drink the wine of the Spirit of God, the living water.
Yes.
Flowing
yes.
Let that come unto you, and let that be what you drink this New Year's Eve. I love you. God bless you all to come again. Just bid him turn it back to you for a while.
Well, I appreciate you coming on and obeying the Lord. Good word. We're going to get this other one on here, and then we're going to have Tim to come around and sing us a song or two. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Keeler calling from Going Hill Full Gospel Church. How y'all doing?
We're blessed, brother.
Amen.
We're going to get Tim to come on and sing a few songs, and then we're going to have you obey the Lord.
Okay.
Just our pastor tonight. He didn't get to make it over here. He was busy with something.
All right, yeah.
He said to remember him in prayer tonight. Okay, Tim, just worship the Lord with Tim as he sings these songs here.
I'm not ashamed of things they say that I'm a king. I'm not ashamed of things I must see his word. I'm not ashamed, lift up my words ain't better because I'm saved. Sometimes we as Christians, we wait up on a shelf. We're ashamed to lift our hands to pray, wait on someone else. Jesus died at Calvary, God's plain people failed.
Don't rise. I'm
Praise God.
And people said, oh, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. You know, as the scripture said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And they speak it with their mouth,
yep.
But their heart is far from it, praise God. Their heart is far from it. And, you know, just like one time this lady in church, every time she stood up, she said, I love everybody I see. Well, she did because she had her eyes closed every time. And, you know, that's about the way the church world is today, you know. They got their eyes closed to a lot of stuff. But when it
Amen.
Comes to the truth, praise God, when it comes to the truth, the Bible says the truth shall set you free.
Amen.
And what he sets free is free indeed. But they don't want to know the truth, because that's what they know the truth. They're going to have to start doing it, praise God. And
yes,
it just
Lord.
Torments them more and more and more. Why? Because they do not have the truth in them. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, but you know, we got to hold on to that everlasting hand. And I'm going to turn over here to St. John and 14 and 6. St. John 14 and 6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Praise God, they don't understand that. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, you know, and a lot of people can't understand that. They say, you know, they'll praise God all day long, and they'll praise Jehovah all day long, but, you know, they try to say Jesus is not real, praise God. I heard someone mention it the other day, that it is just, Jesus was just a myth, you know. He was just wasn't no different than the rest of the disciples. But, you know, you can't tell me that. That ain't no truth right there. You don't have to, ain't that strange doctrine that somebody tries to put on you and try to think they're setting you free or setting you straight. And they can't set you straight, praise God, if they don't know what the straight what means themselves. But
Amen.
When you, but when I go along with some preachers or singers and they get up and testify and I have my Bible there, and if they don't go along with what the word says, praise God, then they, you know, you don't have to ain't that unsound doctrine. And you don't have to take them songs that, you know, they sing, hallelujah, you come down, oh, how I love Jesus. Everybody sings that, but do they really do it? Can they stand on their feet and tell the truth about a matter? But the truth will set you free because, hey, it's like this, Sister Betty. If you don't break none of the God's rules, Ten Commandments, you don't got no problems, praise God. You don't have to lie about nothing. If you do the Ten Commandments, you've got to hold on to that unchanging hand. And I'm going over here at 15:1. John 15:1, he said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bringeth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth. And it that I may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are the clean. Now ye are the cleansed out the. I can't remember.
Clean.
Word which I have, you shall cling to the word, the thought of the word I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, expect it by abide into the vine. No more can it expect you able, except you be able. Oh, my eyes are getting blind, going brown. But, you know, we got to, you know what he said, I am the true vine. You cannot take a watermelon vine and you cannot take a cantaloupe vine and expect both of them to come out. Well, I don't know what you'd have, but you wouldn't have nothing because that right there is against nature and it will not grow. You can take a, you can't take two roosters and have an egg, praise God. That's against nature. You can watch animals a lot of times if you live down on the farm. And I guarantee you, you can learn a lot from watching the animals, you know, praise God. Because animals will not interbreed with nobody, another kind. They stick to the, you know, I'm not saying about the people, different kind, but in other words, you got to have the truth to set you free. And if you mangle in anything else that ain't the truth, praise God, you're not going to make it in.
Wow.
And if you love Jesus Christ like they say they do, Sister Betty, they would want to hold on to him. Because when I was out in this world, I had enough of lies. I had to tell enough of them. I couldn't stop it to save my life. But when I come to Jesus, you know, like I said, praise God, I had the truth in me. I had the truth. And guess what? Fear no more. I didn't have to come up with lies. And I didn't have to tell this. And I got to sleeping a whole lot better because I know that I was in. On attached to the true vine, and without the true vine, you know, you just well the water, you know, you'll dry up and blow away, praise God. But anyone that's here that's connected to the vine that Jesus had, you know, that you're going to make it, in other words. But you can't make it without telling the truth. If you tell a lie, somebody's going to sit there and hear it, and they're going to tell you that, hey, you ain't supposed to lie. But, you know, that's all more to them. They'll sit and watch you, and if you mess up, well, that's all good to them because they want to see you mess up, and they want to see you because they're out to destroy any Christian that's got the true word of God in them. But they'll tell a lie on them quick as anything, you know, praise God. And, but, you know, we can't be telling lies on our brothers and sisters.
Amen.
I'm going to turn over here to Psalms 25 and 5. Psalms 25 and 5. Lead me in thy truth. And teach me, for thine are the God of my salvation. On thee do I write all the day. Remember me, O Lord, and turn a tender mercy and loving kindness, for they have been very ever of old. You know, it's love has been around a lot longer, and the love is what, and as a preacher, you used to come to our church, and that's what he'd say every time. But when it made sense, you know, and you can tell me all day long that you love the Lord, and you're going to do this, and you're going to do that. Now, I say, hey, you can't tell me, you got to show me. And this is what he's always said. He quoted this every time. Love is what it does. I mean, you can't say love is what it does. If you're going to say I love my grandma, you're going to go visit her. If I love my mama that's sick, you're going to go visit her. And if you love Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost Spirit's in the church, you're going to go visit that, praise God. You want some more of that Holy Ghost. And a lie will not take you there. A lie will tell you that he's not there. A lie will tell you that you can't do this, that you can do this and do that. There's some preachers today that this will not teach you the truth because it gets on your nerves and it gets on your toes and it gets on your conscience. And they'll say, oh, this old world has done beat them down enough, but that's no Bible for that. There's not no scriptures, and everything that I want to hear and everything I want to read, It's got to be backed by the Bible, Lord, King James Version, you know, because Jesus said it, I am the truth and I am the light, praise God. And without him, we'd all perish. We can't get the Father unless we go through him. And he's not that far away, praise God. You can be all the way to the end. You can be laying in a hospital and they unhook the machine for you. And I've seen this one time myself, praise God, and it scared me to death. And that, well, they pronounced this lady that she died, and she unhooked the machines from her, and their heart, and that thing goes, they unhooked her, and they pronounced her dead. But the time the doctor got over to the door, she sat straight up, praise God. And that's what she said. If you love me, if you love your parents, and if you love your children, you will teach them right from wrong. And if you're a pastor and you love your congregation, you will tell them right from wrong. And she told her, I mean, she talked a good 30 minutes there. Then she laid back down, and there was no breath there. But they said, how is that happening? Even the nurses were scared. And I was too, because that's the first time I seen that. But praise God, she was still, even the breath going out of her body, the Lord, he wasn't finished with her, is what I'm trying to say. And when he gets done with you and your number's up, praise God, but you better have the truth in your life.
Amen.
You got to have the truth. You cannot make it with a lie and go to heaven. You cannot say, hey, I done this and I done that. Look at my record here. But, you know, he keeps his own book, praise God.
That's right.
Can't nobody else reach in there and go ahead and put your name down there ahead of somebody else. Can't nobody say, hey, I got my name on three book scrolls. You know, they say, well, you might say, well, three of them, how come you wasn't established then? You know what I'm saying? You just can't do anyway and please God. He's put people in the churches as it pleases him and his Father, praise God. And he said, hey, if you don't trust me, if you don't trust me, you're none of mine, praise God. And even Paul said, if anybody else come to you with any other kind of doctrine, even I come to you with any other doctrine, if it ain't the truth, you don't have to abide by it. I'm just paraphrasing that, but people just don't want to, they'd rather tell a lie and stand on their head when the world's on fire, you know. And they, as the scripture does say, but I can't find it, the truth shall stand when the world's on fire. The truth won't burn up. The truth is like the street of gold. It's going to be there. The truth is going to be there when the world's gone. When this world is gone, the truth is going to be right there. And it's going to not fade out. It won't need washing. It won't need polishing. It won't need cleaning, praise God, because the truth is the truth, and that's Jesus Christ, praise God. And
amen.
Look, and you know what I'm saying? And I got one more here somewhere. Praise the Lord, you know. The Lord is always there. And now, you know, people, it's easier for them to point a finger at a brother or sister than it is to stand up and say, hey, I did this and I did that. And I've seen many times, well, I used to go to church, the pastor would call me. I took the offering up for years and I counted it and I put it in the envelope. And they would call, he called, said they want their offering back that they had put in there. He said, so we're going to give it back to them. And I said, well, how much did they put in? He said, a $20 bill. I said, a $20 bill? He said, yeah. That's what they said. I said, I didn't give them $6 in the offering. So, you know, they lied to get more money. Then, on the other hand, you know, that wasn't their blessing out of the door anyway when they wanted their offering back. Because you can't outgive God. But, you know, they get mad at something the preacher said. And I guarantee you some of these big churches will start telling the truth they would see their members going down because they don't want to hear the truth. They want to, they know good and well if you tell them the truth, but they'll, but you know, if they got Jesus caught, you need to put the Jesus in their heart and they'll stick around a little longer. Tell them the truth. Don't lie about it. Don't go around it. Don't be telling me, taking 100 ways to tell me the truth. Just tell me the truth, praise God. And one day, you know, we will be set free when we get to heaven, praise God. And there's no liars going to be up there. So I don't know what a lot of us going to do. And someone say, well, you can't just tell me, you can't tell me that I'm going to heaven or hell. You know, that ain't your job. But I know that ain't my job. But, you know, but I know that ain't my job, but I know what the scripture says. It says plainly. I'm going to Exodus 20. Exodus 20 is cover a lot of bases here. I'm going to start here at 13. It said, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against the neighbor. And that right there, I believe that right there, Sister Betty, it touches a lot of them on their toes. But we're not here.
Amen.
We're not here to downgrade somebody. We're here just to simply for the fact to let you know that you got to have Jesus Christ. He is the truth, praise God. If you want to make
Amen.
It to heaven, don't let nobody lie to you. Don't let nobody say, hey, Jesus is not hung on the cross, that he hung with the thieves, you know. But, you know, but what we got to do here, praise God, is we got to let people know that they don't have to go around telling lies and living on lies. And their lives are more miserable when they tell lies, praise God. But you got to hold on to the truth. And that truth will set you free, even if you get in trouble with the law, praise God. And it will set you free. There's many a times, even 4 or 5 times, where I get a speeding ticket or run a stop sign, and I go to night court, and he'd call me up, fire my name, and everybody, a few of them went before me, and he just throwed the book at them because he said they was lying. And he asked me, did I run a stop sign? And I said, yes, I did. And he said, well, it like shot the judge. And he said, listen here, everybody, this is what you get for telling the truth. He said, I'm going to suspend your fine. You're free to go. And I said, thank you, Lord. He said, say what? I said, yeah, thank you. But, you know, the truth will set you free.
Every time.
And this truth will set you free. One time they caught me speeding at 95 miles an hour going through Milledgeville with a 25 miles an hour. I was doing 95 and a 25, and that deputy sheriff pulled. I said, what do you think you're doing? I said, I wasn't paying attention. And he said, you weren't paying attention? I said, no. And he said, well, here in Milledgeville, we're watching speed limit. And he said, I'm going to give you a warning ticket because you told me the truth. I believe you're telling the truth. So, you know, the truth has got me out of trouble a few times, praise God, because I know it would, because my Jesus said I am the truth. And if we got Jesus, it's just like this, you know, Sister Betty. If you got money in your pocket, you're going to use that. You're going to use it until it's all gone, then you're only going to get some more of it. Why? You're going to get some more, and you take out a loan, you get a loan to pay that loan back, you want a little change in your pocket. You like money. You love money. I said that to say this, praise God. Why don't you see everybody go around hunting Jesus down? Borrowing Jesus. You know. How come you don't see nobody professing Jesus, praise God? And because he is a way maker on everything that you need him for. But it's just a simple word right there, the truth. The truth will set you free, praise God. Every time you taste the truth, praise God. Yes. And, you know, without the truth, we will not stand. We will not make it to heaven. But I'm saying tonight, though, If you're tired of lies being in your life, well, don't discourage yourself. But just all you got to do is talk to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, here I am. Lord, I'm tired of this world, this kind of life, Lord. And Lord, just touch me. Take away these lies that someone's told me that I don't have to repent, that I don't have to be baptized, that I don't have to quit drinking, that I can keep living married to one another. Two men living with men, women with women, you know. And Lord, I'm tired of all of this. Praise God. But he will say, hey, looky here. But there was one in the Bible that rejected Jesus, the rich man. And he said, Master, what should I do to inherit the kingdom of God, you know? And he said, sell all you have and follow me. And he couldn't do that, praise God. One, he loved the money more. He didn't want to give that world up. He didn't want to hold on to Jesus and let the world go by like a lot of them said, you know. And they'll sing songs, oh, how I'll stand for Jesus and let the world go by. Some of them will sing them songs that not for sale, praise God. But when you call them up and say, hey, we're going to have a benefit or we're going to have a homecoming, how much would you mind coming singing with us? They'll probably say, yeah, but we got to charge you because some gas and stuff. Now, that right there ain't no good, praise God. I mean, you shouldn't charge to put a price on the Word of God. Like Brother Willie said one time, my pastor, Brother Willie, said, they're pimping the Bible, praise God. They'll use the Word of God, and they'll preach a good, long sermon, and they'll sing a good song, but when they leave, they'll say, hey, I got to have my such and such money. That's not a God neither, praise God. Don't get me wrong, I believe in taking up offerings, but my Bible tells me that be content with what you got. Pray over it, praise God. Trust Jesus Christ with it, and he will multiply it before you get home, praise God. Whatever your need is, he will take care of it, praise God. And that's what you got to do. We cannot pimp the Bible. We cannot tell people what they want to hear. We can't give them no false doctrine and just to get somebody to follow us all over the world. And, you know, the Bible goes on to say, too, that, you know, there's some say, hey, Jesus, the Lord's over yonder. Somebody say, no, the Lord's over here. But what the scripture said, do not go, praise God, because Jesus is in our heart. And we don't have to follow them people all over the world. All we got to do is we love Jesus Christ. Let's let the world see that in us. Praise God. And like I say, we're not here to low rate nobody, but if you need Jesus in your life and you're tired of living the life, yeah, just get Jesus in your life and he'll point you in the right direction. Okay. And he will say, he will show you and guide you. No matter where you want to go, no matter where you got to go, it don't matter if you got to climb a high mountain or walk across the branch up to your knees in the swamps. He said, I've done been there. I've been there. So let me help you, praise God. But we don't want to lie. Say, hey, they'll say, hey, come around this way and you get there quicker. Well, you're going around that way and what you're going to do, you're going to get into a bigger ditch. Why? Because you didn't trust Jesus to help you over that mountain. There's a reason you got to cross that mountain to learn something of Jesus. There's a reason we got to wade through that valley, praise God. But he said, I'll go with you. I've done gone before you and prepared a way for you. So praise God, if you know the truth, and like I do, and I know Jesus Christ, you know, I know good and well that he never let me down so far out of 30-something years, and he don't have no intentions. I do not have no intentions of not trusting him. Yes, I've been in some rough places sometimes, and I've been in some places and things and predicaments that I just didn't think I could get out of it. But praise God, hey, Jesus was right on time, praise God.
Yes, Lord.
I didn't know it, but he done went before me, and he done blessed me before I even got there. So that's just the way, the kind of God that we serve right there. I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Betty, to say I love the Lord, and I thank the Lord for everything he's done, and we're going to miss y'all for coming down here, being with us a few years. You know, Brother Lord liked coming down here, and we enjoyed hearing him preach, you know. And praise God, I was thinking about him the other day. You know, Willie said we're going to try have a New Year's service, and that's come to my mind. Well, I bet Brother Lord would like to be here.
Yes.
How about there? You know, I wasn't wanting to come back for no reason, praise God. Nobody. If they made it to heaven, you know, and I'm pretty sure he did because he knew Jesus Christ. You know, it's just, I just want to say I love each and every one of y'all. Pray for me and my wife. Bonnie's getting better. She's walking better. And she's getting where she straighten up a lot when she's walking. She go to the bathroom by herself now. And all that, and the Lord really helped her and astonished the doctors. Said they ain't ever seen nobody heal like that. Well, especially somebody that ain't been to the doctor in over about 30-something years, praise God. It just stunned them, you know. But I'll turn it back over to y'all and say I love the Lord.
Okay, praise God. Appreciate you coming on for the calling, obeying the Lord. Let me get this other caller on here, and we'll have a song, and then we'll have them obey the Lord. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Willie from Barnett for Gospel Church.
Praise the Lord. We're going to have Tim to come on and sing one song, and then we're going to have you to obey God.
Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go. Let me try to grab you. Okay. Just pray for him tonight.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Lord, bless him, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Help us through.
There's a two down here for my dear Lord. There's a two.
Brother Willie, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be back. And Let me praise the Lord, and I tell you what, this is a, you know, one day this is going to be the last time. You know what, I know this Thursday is the last Thursday of this year. Let me praise the Lord. Last Thursday program of this year of 2021. I mean, praise the Lord, but you know, one day is going to be the last day, praise the Lord, and we're going to go to heaven. You know, just think about it, I mean, praise the Lord, the things that happened in 2021, and I mean, praise the Lord, the same thing that happened in our lives, and I mean, praise the Lord, but you know, after a while, I mean, praise the Lord, people's going to think and talking about us, I mean, we're going to be gone, I mean, praise the Lord, and say what it was, what kind of man it was, what kind of woman it was, you know, what. There was a people of God, you know, and serving God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But, and, you know, I just wanted to praise the Lord, come with the book of Jeremiah chapter 5. And I want to begin to read in 25 and 23. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I know we're going to, and I've been studying on this and reading. I feel like it's going to start in 25 of Jeremiah chapter 5. And this is what it says. He said, your iniquities have torn away these things, and your sins have withhold good things from you. Just think about it. And people that want to stay from God, they continue in sin, but those sins hold back the blessings of God. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, I believe, you know, I say this all the time. Amen, praise the Lord. Sin, well, no, God will not bless sin. God will not bless sin. Amen, praise the Lord. But in verse 26, it says, For among my people are found wicked men that lay a weight as he set snares, that set a trap that catch a man. As the cage is the full of birds, or the house is full of the sea. Therefore, they are become great and wax rich. They are a waxing fat. They overpraise the deeds of the wicked. The judge know the cows of the fatherless. Yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. 29, it says, shall I know this for these things? The Lord, shall no man also be avenged on such a nation as this? And verse 30 says, a wonderful and a horrible thing is coming in the land. The prophet prophesied falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? You know, and this is the time that we live in today. I mean, praise the Lord, what's going on? And man, praise the Lord, with the ministers. And man, praise the Lord. You know, Paul said, I believe it's in Ephesians, that some preach the gospel for fame, some preach for money, and some preach for the glory of God. And man, praise the Lord. So it's a different thing is what people is preaching the gospel. Amen, praise the Lord. And I believe it's the time that people got it, praise the Lord, and sat down, amen, praise the Lord, and began to regroup and say, why am I doing this? Am I doing for the glory of God? Am I doing for money? Am I doing for fame? Amen, praise the Lord. What did I need to do? Amen, praise the Lord. I believe anybody that preach the gospel, they need to be for the glory of God. Amen, praise the Lord. To win souls. Amen, praise the Lord. See, that's what it's about. I believe, amen, praise the Lord, if a man is not winning souls, there's something wrong. That's like a tree. Amen, praise the Lord. They don't produce fruit. Amen. I know we go in the Old Testament. I mean, in the New Testament, and Jesus gave us a few parables. Amen, praise the Lord. By the tree, that's no good. Amen, praise the Lord. He will cut it down and throw it to the fire. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God would do. Amen, praise the Lord. With people, amen, praise the Lord, they do not produce fruit. Let me tell you something. It's because the building is full of people. It doesn't mean everybody's going to heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. It doesn't. Not everybody goes to church is going to go to heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. Not everybody that preaches is going to go to heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, we got to be careful. We got to, you know, I was talking to somebody there today, and they asked me, can I find a book store in Dalton? I said, no, you cannot, because they no more. See, people don't have no Bibles no more. People got the telephone and the computers and everything. And I don't know if it is right or wrong. amen, praise the Lord. But I tell you what, I'm going to have my Bible. I'm going to carry my Bible, amen, praise the Lord. Because let me tell you something, amen, praise the Lord. One day, I believe one day where people's going to get up in the morning and they say, well, I'm going to read my Bible. They're going to pick their telephone. They're going to pick their computer. And the Bible ain't going to be there no more, amen, praise the Lord. Because they're going to take it off, amen, praise the Lord. But let me tell you something. If you got the Holy Bible, amen, praise the Lord, you got your Bible and read your Bible, amen, praise the Lord, literally your Bible, not in the telephone, not in the computer, amen, praise the Lord, but your Bible, amen, praise the Lord, amen. We're going to stand one day, amen, praise the Lord, because we need to read the Bible daily. Amen. And we need to know what the scriptures. You know, I'm far more believing this, amen, praise the Lord. I'm a minister, but I want everybody, and people can tell you. I know we don't have that many people right now, but the congregation can tell you. I want people to read the Bible when I'm preaching, because I want them to know whether I'm preaching on the Word of God. That is the Word of God. It's not my word. It's the Word of God, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, because today in the days that we live, there's so many false prophets, so many false teachers, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what Jesus told the disciples in Matthew 24, amen, praise the Lord. And let no man deceive you, because in that day, many will say, come here, here is, come and go there is. And he said, let no man deceive you, because in the last day will be many deceivers. And that's what we hear today, amen, that's what we see today. Amen, so many people deceive, so many false prophets, so many people prophesy, amen, praise the Lord. And that prophesy lies, amen, praise the Lord. And a lot of people following the false prophets, amen, because they want to hear what God said. Well, let me tell you something. Now, only way that you know what God said, you got to get on the Bible. You got to get on the Word of God, and God will talk to you. He will speak to you. That's why I'm still here, amen, praise the Lord. Because every time that I have a problem, every time that I need know something, I went to the Bible, amen, praise the Lord. And my praise the Lord, anything that I need, know, it was right there on the Bible. I opened the page, and right there was. And exactly what I want to know. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants for us to realize. Amen, praise the Lord. He is the God of everybody. Amen, praise the Lord. He do that for me. He will do for anybody else. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, I'm going to go to the book of Ezekiel. And the book of Ezekiel, chapter 13. Amen, praise the Lord. And the book of Ezekiel, chapter 13. We're going to begin in verse 1. And the word of the Lord come unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against this, against the prophets of Israel. They prophesy and say that unto them, the prophecy out of their own heart. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. And see, every praise Lord, anybody, when somebody prophesy unto you, And the prophets is not come to be fulfilled. You've got to rebuke the prophet. You got to rebuke the man. Let me tell you something. If the prophet is come from God, that's going to be fulfilled. God is no man, he will lie. Amen, praise the Lord. He's not the son of a man, praise the Lord, that he will repent. Amen, praise the Lord. God will, he'll fulfill what he says. If he says he will do something for you, he will go do it. It doesn't matter. He knows tomorrow. He knows what you're going to do tomorrow. He knows what you're going to do next year. If he says he's going to do something next year, and somebody prophesied to you, he's going to do something for you next year, and he don't do it, it wasn't God telling you. There was a man. There was a foolish man telling you, amen, praise the Lord, Allah, amen, praise the Lord, because God has never changed. God has never lied to nobody. God cares for us. And you know, it's like we just come to Christmas, and you and a lot of people say, well, Santa Claus knew that you weren't good because that's why he didn't bring you nothing. Well, let me tell you something. God is no Santa Claus. God is God, amen, praise the Lord. And anything that God said he would do for his people, he would do for his people, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, he said, in verse 3, says, thus said the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets, they follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. In verse 4, he said, O Israel, the prophets are like the fox in the desert. Ye have not gone up unto the gap, neither made out the haste of the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the days of the Lord. They have seen vanity and lain divination, saying, the Lord said, and the Lord had not said them. And they have made others to hope that they will conform the
world. Have you not seen a vain vision? Have you not spoke a line divination? For as you say, the Lord said about it, I have not spoken. And that's what a lot of people say today. The Lord said this, the Lord said that, and God has not said nothing. God has not said that. And that's where we're, and a lot of people say, well, I get away with this. I'm a prophet. Amen, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. You're the prophet. Amen, praise the Lord. You know the prophet because any man, the prophet, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. There, any time the prophet sounds to you, they're going to come to be fulfilled. Amen, praise the Lord. I know this elder man, and he's a shut in at home, and only time that he hears the word of God when somebody come and see him and read for him or talk to him by the word of God. Amen, praise the Lord. And he was telling me the other day, he said, brother, he said, you know, I have to run some people off because they come and he said, they think I'm ignorant. He said, I don't know much. He said, but I know the Bible. He said, they're trying to prophesy to me. They're trying and tell me things that's not true. He said, I had to get rid of them. I had to run them off. He said, I'm not able to do much, but I know the Bible. I know the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I believe that's what we got to do. As a lot of people, they want to believe a lie. On the days that we live, everybody, everyone that wants to hear, well, God is going to bless you financially. God was going to give you $1 million. God is going to give you $2 million. That's a false prophecy if they don't come to be fulfilled. God is not after money. God is after your soul. God is not, amen, praise the Lord, to be a millionaire. He wants, amen, praise the Lord, to be blessed. You know, the Bible says in the third John, he said, I wish above you prosper and be in good health as your soul prosper. Amen. In other words, he wants for our soul to prosper above anything. Amen. He wants for us to be in good health. He wants for us to be financially blessed. But he wants for us to be spiritually blessed. He wants for us to walk on the presence of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe in Matthew 5, I believe he's talking about, amen, praise the Lord, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these other things shall be added unto you. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, we don't need somebody to prophesy to us what is going to happen tomorrow. We don't need somebody to prophesy what is going to happen next day. All we got to do is seek God, and God will show us. God will show us, amen, things we haven't seen. You know, and God told Jeremiah chapter 33:3, amen, praise the Lord, he said, call upon me, and I will show you things. I will show you things that, amen, praise the Lord, I will show you mysteries. I will show you blessings that you had never saw, amen, praise the Lord. And I'm talking about Jeremiah was the prophet of God. He was a prophet. God showed him a lot of visions. But still, God said, Jeremiah, if you call upon me, I will show you things you haven't seen. Let me tell you something. There is no limit. There's no limit how much that God will show to us. There's no limit how much that God will give to us. There's no limit how many spiritual dreams that we have. There's no limit how many, praise the Lord, visions that God will give to us. Amen, praise the Lord. God wants to bless his people, but he wants for us to. Let me tell you something. We do not have to fake. We don't have to fake speaking in tongues. We don't have to fake shouting because God is real. The Holy Ghost is real. We don't have to fake with them, amen, praise the Lord, because God is real. We don't have to, praise the Lord, fake that we are prophets and not be prophets because God is real, amen, praise the Lord. If God wants to use us, he will use us, amen. We don't have to fake. What we have to do is seek God. Amen, praise the Lord. We can have the real thing. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen. It's like go to the store and give a 3% meal when you need the 100%. Amen, praise the Lord. I know the difference between 100% milk, and that's how that we got to know that we got to know the difference. Amen, praise the Lord. The word of God and false prophets. Amen, praise the Lord. Because it's coming. Amen, praise the Lord. John said, he said, they was with us, but they weren't one of us. Amen. We see people that sit in the churches and the churches. We see people send the congregation, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, and they get up and leave, and they begin to be false prophets, amen, praise the Lord. They begin to prophesy, they begin to, amen, praise the Lord, you say anything, they become to their mind, and God is so far from them, amen, praise the Lord. That's what the book is talking about, amen, praise the Lord. And we're going right here keep reading in Ezekiel 13 and 6, it says, that has seen vanity and lying divination, saying, the Lord say, and the Lord has not sent them. They have made others to hope they will conform
they were, you know, they make a lot of people hopeful the things. They want a lot of people that say, God, show me this. God, show me he's going to do this for you. God, show me. And that making people hope for something that is not going to happen. They make people hope for things that's not going to happen. And my first Lord has been deceiving people. And my first Lord is in one occasion, there was a bunch of the son to my church, and he prayed for two people. He came for this lady, and my first Lord, and he prayed for this baby that has never walked. I think he's never walked, or he can never talk one of them two. And he said, if God not heal them today, he said, I will lay my Bible down, and will never preach again for years. Guess what? God did not heal him, and guess what? He's still preaching. He is a live prophet, amen. He's a live preacher, amen, praise the Lord, because he said that God will heal them people, and God did not heal them people. He said he will, if God did not heal them, he will lay his Bible down, and he will never pick it up and preach again. Well, guess what? He's still preaching, and that lady passed away. I don't know about the baby right now, praise the Lord, but the baby's still sick, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what we're talking about, and that's what Ezekiel's talking about. They make people hope for something, for vain things, amen. Something that's not happening, something that's not going to be there. But I understand that God is a healer. God, amen, praise the Lord, God is a healer. God could have done it. And then, praise the Lord, because there was a false prophet that prophesied unto them that God was going to heal them today. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's why we got to be careful today. We got to be careful, praise the Lord, today, who you listen to, who you follow today. Amen, praise the Lord. Because it's a false prophet, it's a false teachings over there. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to know, the word of God. We don't have to be deceived, amen, praise the Lord, because we need to hear the word God, we need, because once again, God is real. We don't have to have a fake thing. We don't have to have a place of fake things. Have a place to believe a fake things, because God is real, and God is able to do the things that he will do for us. Have a place of Lord. I'm going to read again. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because ye have spoken vanity and seen lies, for behold, I am against you, says the Lord God. You know, I hate to be and let people kill. And all the people that the prophets are lies. I praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I hate to be in their shoes. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's why. And God hates the false prophets. God, you know, yeah. In one occasion, I believe there was Elijah, amen, praise the Lord, that he come, amen, praise the Lord, against the false prophets. I believe there was 700 prophets, amen, praise the Lord, and he challenged them, amen, praise the Lord, that he was serving the living God, and praise the Lord, and he told them, he said, I will challenge you, amen, praise the Lord, that my God is a living God. He said, we will make an altar, amen, praise the Lord. This is in the book of Kings, I believe it is, amen, praise the Lord. He said, I will make it an altar, and then praise the Lord, and you worship your God, and you thank your God, and then praise the Lord has to, praise the Lord to receive the offering. You know why? The Bible says the prophets, and then praise the Lord God in the morning, they kill the calf, and then praise the Lord, and they sacrifice the calf, and they put it on the altar, and they cry, and this, and Elijah was making fun of them. He said, maybe you God is sick, maybe you God is tired, maybe you God is on vacation, and then praise the Lord, from the morning to the evening, they cry unto their God, and then praise the Lord, and guess what? Their God did not do nothing, and then praise the Lord, but Elijah told them, he said, tear the altar down and make the dishes bigger and fill it out with water. They filled it out with water. He said, no, there's not enough water. You spill more water. Amen, praise the Lord. He called upon his God. Amen, praise the Lord. And his God, praise the Lord, and come to the sin. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. He destroyed, and Elijah, praise the Lord, destroyed the prophets because there was a false prophet. And God is fixing to destroy all these false prophets too. Amen, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's fixing to destroy all. Amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people believe on the love of God, and I believe on the love of God. But let me tell you something. The wrath of God is coming into this world. The wrath of God is going to fix and pour out upon this world. And woe unto them, amen, praise the Lord. Woe unto them, yeah. The prophets are alive. Woe unto them, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. They said that God said and God did not say it, amen, praise the Lord. But once again, God is real, amen, praise the Lord. So, and I want to read, amen, praise the Lord. And now he said, and my hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity
and the divine laws. There shall not be in the assembly of my people, neither shall they be written in the reading of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter unto the land of Israel, and ye shall know that I am the Lord thy God. So you know what? Their first prophecy ain't going to heaven. They can prophesy anything they want to. They can impress the Lord. They can wear a rope over to their feet. And they praise the Lord. They can wear the cross in their neck. And they praise the Lord. And they can say God said it. And God did not say it. And then one day going to say before God. And they praise the Lord once again, church. We don't, people, why people lie when God is real?
Amen.
You know, why people want to lie when God is real? Why people want to, amen, praise the Lord, act like they got the Holy Ghost when they don't have the Holy Ghost? Why they want to speak in tongues when they don't have the Holy Ghost? Why they want to shout when there's no in the Spirit? We all can do things, praise the Lord, with God because God is with us, amen, praise the Lord. And God
amen.
Is real. The Holy Ghost is real. Amen, praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost is real. The prophecy is real. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, wait upon the Lord. Wait upon God, amen, praise the Lord. Seek God, and he will give you the hearts of you, the side of your heart. If you want to be a prophet, seek God, amen, praise the Lord. And read the Bible, faith, pray, and seek God, and God will give you your heart desire, amen, praise the Lord. But if you don't have to be faithful. You don't have to, amen, praise the Lord, act like this God, amen, praise the Lord, because God is real, amen, praise the Lord. But I'm going to read one more scripture, amen, praise the Lord, and this is what people need to be real careful about, it, amen, praise the Lord. The book of Revelation, chapter 22 and 17, I'm going to start in 17, amen, praise the Lord. Revelation, chapter 22 and 17, says, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him that hear say, come. And let him that is accursed come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that is my words of the prophecy of this book. If any man add unto these things, God shall add unto him the pledges that are written in this book.
Amen.
And if any man shall take away from the word of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, once again, as we got to be careful, man, not to take away, not to add. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, since I got saved, I've been preaching, on the Bible, on the King James. In James version, amen, praise the Lord. And I want to pick another one, amen, praise the Lord, because a lot of times you find something that's not right in there, and I'm not going to be partakers of taking things from God, from the Word of God. I'm not going to be partakers to add anything unto the Word of God. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to preach the Word of God because the Word of God is true, that God is real. Amen, praise the Lord. And we can testify and we can preach. Amen, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. Now, God is so real. God is so real today. Amen, praise the Lord. Lord, I believe God is listening. Amen, praise the Lord. Not because I'm preaching, but I believe he's listening because of all the preachers of God is preaching the word of God. And amen, praise the Lord. He's listening to the false prophets too. Let me tell you something. And he's not pleased with it. And he's listening to them, but he's not pleased with it. Amen, praise the Lord. Because let me tell you something. God is real. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, we don't have to pretend. We don't have to have it. Amen, praise the Lord. Fake thing. Amen, praise the Lord. God is so real. Amen, praise the Lord. And Jesus Christ is coming. We got to know that we know if somebody says that God is not real, you tell them that they are lying because the truth is not in them. Amen, praise the Lord. Because the Bible says if you believe in God, you got the truth. Amen, praise the Lord. And I thank Jesus because he is the true word of God. He is God. Amen, praise the Lord. The same way that he came to be born into this world, he's, amen, praise the Lord. He was crucified and he went up to heaven. The disciples, amen, declare in the book of Acts, chapter 1, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, that he went to heaven and they should come unto him and he told the disciples, he said, why ye men stand gazing up, amen, praise the Lord, same one that we have, he's coming back, amen, praise the Lord, he's coming back, amen, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something, Jesus Christ is coming back, amen, praise the Lord, but he's not coming back to be crucified no more, he's not coming back, amen, praise the Lord, to be born, praise the Lord, but he's coming up in the
the clouds, protect the cures, protect his people. Amen. Praise God. Protect the ones, the priests, the word of God at once. Amen. Praise Lord. Let in and let in thank it or to the word of God. Amen. Praise Lord. You, let me tell you something. We might be smiling in this world because we are not lying. We might be smiling. Amen. Praise Lord. Because we don't let things go in. Amen. Praise Lord. But let me tell you something. The Bible says, if we be faithful to few things, he will make the rule of the big things. Amen. I'd rather be smiling in this world and be big in the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd rather receive the blessing of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because let me tell you something. Money ain't nothing to me. I can have a lot of money. I can be preaching in big churches, but there was some laws and regulations that tell me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I said, no, I'm going to go where I can preach the word of God. I'm going to go where I can obey God. And no man can tell me how long did I preach, what do I preach. The only one that's going to tell me what to preach is going to be the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the one that's going to tell me what to preach, and I'm going to obey. Now that's the one that told me when to start, when to stop. Amen. Praise the Lord. So therefore, if we got to obey God, and we got to know that we know that we know that God is real. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's no other God. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's only one Savior. There's only one deliverer. There's only one way to heaven. That's Jesus Christ. There's no other way. There's no other Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is the way. He is on the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's not two yes, ways.
Ma'am.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He's one way, but he is the way. Amen. There's no other man. Amen. Praise the Lord. Nobody else coming down for us. Nobody else done what Jesus Christ done for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Like Jesus Christ done. He is the way. If you don't follow him, you are not going to make it to heaven. You got to follow him. It doesn't matter what your pastor says. It doesn't matter what your mama, your daddy, anybody else says. If, praise God, you got to follow you got to follow Jesus Christ. Amen, praise God. Because he's the only one that made it to heaven and come by and tell about it. Amen, praise the Lord. And now you thank God he told his disciples in Matthew 28 and 16. Amen, praise God. All power is given to me in heaven and earth. Amen, praise the Lord. That's when Jesus will come by from heaven and talk to his disciples. He said, all power has been given unto me. All power, amen, praise the Lord. So I'm serving the one that got all power. I'm serving the one that got power in heaven. I'm serving the one that got power in this earth, amen, praise the Lord. And we got to go with him, amen, praise the Lord. Yes, think about it. Man, serving a living God. Servant, the servants of the living God. Oh, a lot of people get excited because they're serving the president. A lot of people get excited because they got a little position on the government. But let me tell you something. We got better than they. Amen, praise God. We're serving the living God. We are ministers of the living God, the one that created heaven and earth. Amen. The one, amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That spoke unto the sea. Amen, praise the Lord. It was open up, praise the Lord. So therefore, we're serving the living God. Amen, praise the Lord. And now you think I know I can go on and on because I'm getting excited. And praise the Lord, when I talk about Jesus, I talk about my Savior. Amen, praise the Lord, because he is God. He is the Redeemer. Amen, praise the Lord. He is the Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider. Amen, praise the Lord. He is our Savior. Amen, praise the Lord. He is the great I am. Amen, praise the Lord. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Amen, praise the Lord. And we just thank God. Amen, praise the Lord, for the blessings. And I just praise God because he is good. Amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. How you doing? Don't off the useless to bed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
the Lord, brother. We have a good message. We're going to get Tim to come around and sing one song, and then we're going to get the prayer request taken and pray over the prayer request.
Praise
and I just want to say, brother, he's been gone for 13 months now, and we sure do miss him, but I know that he's better off than we are, and I just thank God that he made it home.
Praise God, amen.
Go ahead.
Praise God.
Okay. Go ahead, Tim.
Bless him, Lord Jesus.
Bear with him. His computer.
In the name of Jesus, it's written. Thank you.
when the man of been written, and the words have all been his, and he heard the Spirit calling through some most sacred hill. In the valley of decision, tell me, friend, what will you do? There's not a thing destroyed, and eternity has to this world in all its pleasure will soon be passed away. The final invitation could be going out today. You're standing at crossroads, and the saints are calling you. Death of happiness, Lord, and eternity has been you. The straight and narrow way leads above, the wrong way does belong. What would it profit to gain the world and lose your very soul? Tomorrow is uncertain. Our days on earth are few. This world has many choices. Eternity has to be. This world has many choices. Eternity has to be.
Our time is almost gone, so we've got 2 minutes, so we're just going to all pray over the prayer request. God knows each and every one of them, and we'll just go ahead and pray over all of them. So let's all go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we just praise you, and we just thank you.
God, we come in the precious name of Jesus. That reward of this diligence, God. We're seeing your hand on everyone out here. Watching over us,
everyone, Lord, we put it in his hands. And I pray, Lord, that you touch your people and deliver your people. And help me, Lord, to be, Lord, whatever you want them to be, Lord, because there's nothing to be for you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, and
let it be filled with the presence of God.
Whatever.
I pray it for those that
have, God, you know that you're able to do exceedingly
abundantly above
all. God, in the name of Jesus,
Lord, let their paths straighten, Lord. Hallelujah.
And
help God to bless
you,
Lord.
Lord,
help
everyone out there.
And we
can
do nothing, Lord, without you, Lord. We can do a thing, Lord, to help you, Lord. God, help us all, Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
Lord,
we pray. 2021, what you're going to do in 2022, God. We're believing for great and mighty things, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory for what you're going to do. In Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Amen. Well, we got about 28 seconds, and we're going to say we love everybody, and we just want to wish everybody a happy new year, and we pray that you'll make the Lord and Lord the Savior of your life, and that you could go into 2022 with him. And we just want to say that we'll be back next Thursday from 6 to 8 USA Eastern Standard Time. So our time is gone. So we just want to say good night. God bless. And we love everyone.
Amen.
God bless.
Y'all have a happy new year.
God
bless.
Amen. Have a blessed new year. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless.